new class of racing at Reno. There's still time to weigh in on airman certification standards, and Beechcraft loses another battle in the LAS war. This is Aero News for Monday, June 17, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. The inability to reach agreement over a number of unsettled restrictions involving the Reno Air Racing Association and the FAA forced the Unlimited Racing Division of the National Air Racing Group to call for a safety stand-down from this year's Reno Air Races. Yet within hours of that announcement, the Reno Air Racing Association unveiled the Unlimited Warbird Racing Class, a new high-profile racing class organization for the 50th Annual National Championship Air Races this September. In less than 12 hours from the announcement of the new class, the UWRC had secured many of the same pilots who usually compete in the races as part of Unlimited Racing, including crowd favorites and former champions such as Kurt Brown flying Sawbones, Tom Richard flying Precious Metal, Sherman Smoot flying Checkmate, fan favorite Voodoo, and John Bagley flying Bob Hoover's legendary aircraft, Ole Yeller. Additionally, the Reno Air Racing Association announced that air race legend and seven-time Unlimited champion Bill Tiger DeStefani will serve as the president of the new class. Kind of makes you wonder who supported the safety stand-down in the first place. Any pilot who is currently qualified to race in Unlimited Racing will be welcome to participate in the UWRC. The FAA has reopened the comment period on the availability of draft Airman Certification Standards documents developed by the Airman Testing Standards and Training Workgroup for the Private Pilot Certificate and the Instrument Rating. These documents are available for public review, download, and comment. During the initial 30-day comment period, which closed on May 24th, more than 130 individuals and organizations posted comments on these documents. The working group received a wide range of comments that provided suggestions on how they could further improve its draft private pilot airplane and draft instrument rating airman certification standards documents. Given the size and scope of the documents, which align the aeronautical knowledge testing standards with the flight proficiency standards set out in the existing practical test standards, several commenters requested additional time to review the material and develop their response. The working group has therefore asked the FAA to extend the public comment period by an additional 30 days, and the FAA has accordingly reopened the docket. The General Accountability Office on Thursday denied Beechcraft Corporation's protest of the U.S. Air Force contract award to Sierra Nevada Corporation and partner Embraer Defense and Security for the Air Force's Light Air Support Program. Under the contract awarded February 27, 2013, Sierra Nevada Corporation is supplying 20 Embraer A-29 Super Tucano aircraft that will be built in Jacksonville, Florida, as well as ground-based training equipment, pilot and maintenance training, and logistical support. Delivery of the initial aircraft is scheduled to occur in mid-2014, which allows time for the necessary training before the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. SNC said in a news release, quote, "Today's decision is a win for the American warfighters and our allies. It is also a victory for the American workers who are producing this aircraft," end quote. More than 100 U.S. companies in over 20 states are part of the supply chain already working to build the A-29 Super Tucano. SNC says that in all, the contract supports more than 1,400 jobs across the United States. In a statement of its own, Beechcraft Corporation said the decision was, quote-unquote, distressing, and added, quote, "It is now time for Congress to step in and put an end to this flawed acquisition process," end quote. Airmen from the Colorado Air National Guard's 302nd Airlift Wing flew their first aerial firefighting support missions of the year last week, dropping fire retardant on the growing Black Forest fire in Colorado. 302nd Airlift Wing air crews, fighting the nearly 9,000-acre blaze, performed 10 drops, releasing approximately 25,000 gallons of fire retardant from C-130 Hercules, helping to contain the fire's path. Two other prominent fires are also burning in Colorado. These include the Royal Gorge Fire near Cannon City and the Big Meadows Fire west of Fort Collins. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the 302nd Airlift Wing's aerial firefighting mission. Since 1993, the Wing's Air Force Reservist and C-130s have supported numerous fires, including Colorado's 2002 Hayman Fire, California's Big Sur Fire in 2008, and the 2012 Waldo Canyon Fire in nearby Colorado Springs. A&N, by the way, salutes Technical Sergeant Stephen J. Collier of the 302nd Airlift Wing Public Affairs for his assistance with this story. China launched its first teacher into space recently, and the 33-year-old educator has presented a lesson to Chinese elementary and middle school students from the Tiangong-1 outpost. The teacher is Wang Yaping, one of three crew members who launched from China's Gobi Desert on Tuesday. She taught the lesson, which was broadcast live on China's CCTV, early in the crew's 12-day stay aboard the station. Her two fellow crew members acted as cameramen during the lessons. Wang prepared a lecture about motion in microgravity and the surface tension of liquid. She also taught students about Newton's law and the concepts of weight and mass. This latest Chinese manned spaceflight is the fifth such mission during the past decade, as China scrambles to catch up with Russian and U.S. space programs. Observers believe China is working toward mounting a manned mission to the moon in coming decades. When Aero News continues, commuting on an electric flying bicycle, FAA fees shoot down a Father's Day fly-in, and what goes whoop, 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 taka, 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 taka.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues for Monday, June 17th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Well, maybe, just maybe, Elmira Gulch knew something that the rest of us are just catching up to. Three companies in the Czech Republic have come up with a concept they say could be a boon to commuters at some point in the future. The vehicle is essentially a cross between an RC helicopter and a bicycle that could one day carry a human. The concept was unveiled Wednesday in an exhibition hall in Prague, and as you might expect, a video of the event was uploaded to YouTube. UPI reports the machine, which weighs a touch over 200 pounds, is essentially four battery-powered electric fans attached to a mountain-style bicycle. The contraption was developed by Czech Republic companies Duratech Bicycles, Technodat, and Evector, with support from Dassault Systems of France. The batteries that are currently available are not powerful enough to lift a person off the pavement just yet, but engineers foresee a time when the bikes are used by commuters, as well as for sporting events, tourism, and, well, just recreational flying. The 47th annual Father's Day fly-in at Columbia Airport, California, was canceled this year only due to the cost demanded by the FAA to staff a temporary control tower. While that news was disappointing, the airport community did its best to keep the event from being a total loss. Instead, they held an airport appreciation day that took place over the weekend. The local Boy Scout troop also held their annual pancake breakfast. The aviation community can expect much more of the same, unfortunately, and while many events are able to punt and do what they need to without the assistance of the FAA, those events that need waivers, special permissions, or mandatory surveillance are pretty much up the creek if they can't afford what the FAA demands. Exacerbating the situation, of course, the FAA is demonstrating an overt unwillingness to discuss how they calculate the needs and cost for these fees that they're demanding, and this has become all the more evident with each request for information. As always, ANN will present what information becomes available, and we've already instigated legal demands using the Freedom of Information Act and other avenues to get the FAA to answer questions that, so far, they've refused to discuss. If you've ever wondered what it might be like to shoot at targets with a military-style rifle from a helicopter, you might want to take a trip to Denton, Texas. HelicopterSniper.com will, for just under $800, take you on a 15-minute flight over their gun range for just such an adventure. The business has generated some familiar arguments, according to television station WFAA. Company owner Dan Clayson told the station that what they are doing is perfectly safe, quote, like the ultimate video game, end quote. He says that no one's life is in danger from the activity. Michael Lauer, who lives near the operation, has a different perspective, as you might expect. He told the station that it has turned the neighborhood into a, quote-unquote, war zone. While local authorities and the FAA say there is nothing illegal about firing weapons from the aircraft, Lauer and others who live near the range are considering legal action against the company. After all, who wants to listen to whoop, 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 tacka, 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 tacka all day long? I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You are now cleared for departure.